Erev Sukkos, Tov Shinayin Aleph, Chovos Halvavos, Shara Bitachon, Perek Shvi'i. Perek Shishi is talking about people, it's almost the opposite of Bitachon. Like they want, he calls them Balei Mashkonos. They want security from Hashem. They want Hashem to provide them with security for next year, for 10 years from now, for retirement, for their daughter's wedding, for their son's bar mitzvah. And if Hashem doesn't give them that security, so then they have to work and they have to devote their lives to that until they feel secure. It's like almost the polar opposite of Bitachon. So he says they're foolish for seven reasons. And that's what Perek Shishi is about. He says that it's going to be a little boring, he says, but since it's such a common attitude that people have, you know, they live for the future, they live with fear of the future. Maybe this will happen, maybe that will happen. I have to have money for this, just in case. I have to support my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I have to put them through college. I have to pay for their schooling, marry them off. So then you end up like always, there's no end. So he goes through the seven reasons.
If you have someone who has an older person like me, who's got Social Security, and he has an income.
What's wrong? So what do you want to do? He's talking about someone that's...
Is this called a Baal Bitachon also?
If you have Bitachon, you have Bitachon. If you don't, you don't. I don't understand what you're asking me. He's talking about someone who lacks Bitachon, someone whose focus of is to keep earning money. Hello? Yeah. Who is this? I can't hear you. Oh, yeah. I'm in the middle of a shiur now. Mamish, I can't talk to you now. Yeah, bye. So he's talking about someone who is like the polar opposite of Bitachon, someone whose life is caught up. He can't ever earn enough money. He earns enough money to live, but he needs money for next year in case he gets fired. He needs money. He keeps on anticipating the future, fears of the future. So he says, first of all, so it's like his visualization is someone that wants a mashkin from Hashem, someone demanding security from Hashem, someone demanding a down payment, a deposit. He doesn't trust Hashem. This man is like the opposite of Bitachon. He doesn't trust Hashem, so he has to have cash in his pocket. Yes, so he says. So he goes through seven reasons why that's foolish. The first reason is that if Hashem's providing you with things, it's like going into a bank, and it's like going to your employer and asking for a deposit, making sure he's going to pay you. He says, you work for me and I pay you. You got it all wrong, Buster. You don't ask me for a deposit. I'm holding all the cards. I'm the one in charge. So you work for me, I'll pay you. You don't trust me, don't work for me. It's okay, go ahead. I'll hire a different worker. That's the first thing. He says, you don't ask for a mashkin from, you don't go into a bank and demand a mashkon to make sure that they lend you money. They'll say, we'll lend you if we want to, and we won't lend you if we don't want to. So it's inappropriate to demand a mashkin from the person that's in charge. And you want something from him. So he says, that's asking for a mashkin from Hashem is the same way. Hashem's in charge, Hashem is giving you everything. And you're demanding from him, so, like up front, a mashkin. We're up to the second paragraph, the last three lines of Kuf Samach Aleph. Ba'ofen Hasheni, the second way in which the person is manifesting foolishness. Shekol machzik mashkin minamamushkon, yesh lo tachlis, v'lidrishol sof sof. If I take a mashkin from you, so I know I want from you $100,000. So I take a mashkin that's either worth $100,000 or worth $150,000. You know, it has the, it's mugbal because we know what I want from you. Let's say I wanted from you a limitless. So then I couldn't really ask for mashkin from you because nothing would measure up. Because what could secure for me a limitless amount of funds? Nothing. So he's saying, you're going to start anticipating all the money you may need. It's Ein Sof. Avol Bala Sfar Azu, someone that's looking into the future and fears and anticipates and is nervous about every possible need. So he says, maybe he's going to need an operation. Maybe this and maybe that. There's no Sof. Ein Taklus L'Drishos Sof. Right? Once you start, there's no end. Marry him more, if you have to give him an education, maybe they'll get sick, get their money in the bank. Lafisha Eino Yodeas De Kalkolo, so he can't really figure out what money he will need. Maybe he'll need a lot of money. The Kalkolo's Bonov, Minamozov, Amosoro, Self Chayehem. He keeps on anticipating and conjuring up different needs. Even if he ends up earning an income many times more than his, we'll call it yearly need, he makes ends meet many times over. He won't be calm because he's thinking retirement. He's thinking retirement, and maybe who's going to take care of his kids, and who's going to? He has to have enough money set aside. I mean, people mamish do that. They said, I need, let's say, $500,000 per kid set aside to marry them off. So till I make those $8 million, if you have, whatever, so I have no time to learn, I have no time to rest, I have no time not to be totally involved in my work. I need $8 million. That's the cheshbon. I have kids to marry off. Lo tishkot nafshu ki kitzo nelam. He doesn't know when he's going to die. He may chay built him with balls. Maybe Chas Hashem, he's going to live a long time. He's going to need a lot of money. For any of their kamos derisho, so he doesn't. So he's asking for a mashkin, but there's no amount. There's no amount. He doesn't know. So, in other words, it's limitless. Lefishen lo taklus at slo below shir. Vofen ashlishi. The third way in which the person being very foolish. Shememaskin is chavero. If I want something from you, a security. Let's say, if I don't owe you money, so I want a mashkin from you. But let's say, does it make sense, and is it appropriate for me to ask for a mashkin from you for money you owe me, you're going to give me, and I'm demanding a mashkin, but I owe you money. It's like, it has no pshat. He's making it very real. This is the style of the Chayvus Halbavus throughout the Sefer. He makes his hashkafas, his attitudes, very down to earth and very real. So although it looks like a little funny to us and unsophisticated, but the truth is, if we would stop and think about how people act and go into watching a bank, what people say and how people act and how people live, you'll see he's saying something very, very, very critical, very sharp-eyed. He has a good havana into people. It sounds funny, but because we're not so honest that this is what's really going on. But I'm telling you. So here he says, I owe Hashem so much. What am I asking him for a mashkin for? I owe him, and I don't stop owing him. That's his constant theme. You can never catch up with the debts you owe Hashem. So what are you making demands for? Go do what you have to do to pay up this your debt. Don't worry so much about his debt, and now you'll need money. He didn't have an outstanding loan. If he owes his friend money, he has an outstanding loan already. So I'm going to turn around and make demands on you. It's inappropriate for me to take it from you, even if you offer it to me. Kavachaymer Aborius Allah Sheishlo Al Adam Chayvus Mutalim. Asher Ilo Nikmatsu Mai say this is he can say there set, he, many times in the Sefer he just about makes this mathematical calculation. If you took all the Maisim Tovim of all the people who ever lived from Adam Arishon, Shirilu Nikmatsu Maisei Kol Bnei Adam Amesher Kol Yimei Olam Lecha Dnei Adam, you would not, it would not be enough to repay Hashem for what He gives us.
Just for one person.
One person. If you start thinking about breathing and about talking and about looking and about remembering and about all the things He talks about in Shara Bechina, and you start reading books on it, you see every, where every, the smallest, teeniest aspect of a person is, they can go even deeper and smaller, right? And down to, I don't know, quarks, whatever it's called. They go down the line. So that, forget about it. That's a non-starter. That's not going to work. If you're putting everything on... speak of kulam, can I get tova mitovas Hashem olam? Hashem gave you existence. Like, how much is that worth? That's immeasurable. Eichlo yeo veivosh, how are you not ashamed? Though as ponim azeh, this mechutzof lidrosh meirosh habori is bol salat tovas atzumos nosuf al mashakodim lo olam. He owes Hashem something. So now he's making more demands from Hashem. I'm not going to serve you until you X Y Z. Excuse me, you already have an outstanding debt. Ariel Zichbar Lovachov. Vishem Elo Yamali, it's not even a title for him then if Hashem gives it to him. Because maybe he won't be able to carry out what he says. Vishem Elo Yamali, Mashav Tiachman, Abodu Lashem, Machos Bokitzo, closer me Chayov. Vayachan Atzadikim, Oibam Lufnei Odom. Hashem demand of you, like, that you should right now do all the mitzvahs that you have to do for the next 5 years. I don't know I'm going to be mechuyev in that mitzvah. Who says I'll be around then? Who says I'll own a house then and be able to do Ner Chanukah? Like, it's not something you can quantify. So he says Hashem's the same way. This is again Lashitoso. He holds very stark. Parnosa is like assured, basic sustenance is assured, one way or the other, maybe this way, maybe that way. They're not starving to death in the streets. Aye, maybe there are countries where they are starving to death in the streets, so that's the exception, that's the Islam. That's, there's a reason for it. If you look into it, you'll find out the reason. He says, you don't know how long you'll live, you don't know what you're going to have to do. You make a game plan of your avodas Hashem, you increase it as you get older, and then, you know, whenever it's time to pack your bag, you pack your bags. But meanwhile, you're working. Hashem said already, you're going to have what you're going to have. You have to work, because that's what we learned in the earlier parak. Why Hashem wants you to work, to actually create, so to speak, the it's not the time yet. You know, you'll get it when you need it. Relax. But the not Bali Tachan can't relax, though. That's the Baya. You're asking from Hashem, demanding from Hashem. You don't know. You don't know you're going to be around then. You can't devote yourself to any ruchni, you have no time because you're preparing for your granddaughter's education. Meanwhile, you know, who says you'll be around? She may have it clean and green. She doesn't need you giving it to her. They ain't going to stop them because I call them the bad. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, he keeps going.